Something had crept up behind it, and when the big overhead light went out... There were still lights on down there. He saw a double white row that might have been street lights in Pleasantville, yellow circles that were probably arc sodiums along the various paths of what Susanna was calling Breaker U, and spotlights running random patterns across the dark. No, Jake thought, not spotlights. Searchlights. Like in a prison movie. Let's go back, he said. There's nothing to see anymore, and I don't like it out here in the dark. Roland agreed. They followed him in single file, with Eddie carrying Susanna and Jake walking behind them with Oi at his heel. He kept expecting a second desert dog to take up the cry of the first, but none did. 4. They were wood, Jake said. He was sitting cross-legged beneath one of the gas lanterns, letting its welcome white glow shine down on his face. Wood, Eddie agreed. Susanna hesitated a moment, sensing it was a question of real importance and reviewing what she had seen. Then she also nodded. Wood, I'm almost positive, especially the one they call Damley House. A Queen Anne built out of stone or brick and camouflaged to look like wood, it makes no sense.
If it fools wandering folk who'd burn it down, Roland said. It does. It does make sense.
Susanna thought about it. He was right, of course, but I still say wood.
Roland nodded. So do I.
He had found a large green bottle, marked Perrier. Now he opened it and ascertained that Perrier was water. He took 5 cups and poured a measure into each. He set them down in front of Jake, Susanna, Eddie, Oi, and himself.